Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother David, Kelly, Phoebe, brothers and sisters in Christ, this day has much the feeling of a wedding celebration, and as a matter of fact, it is that very thing. This is the day the Lord of the Church comes to his bride. We've just received word that the Lord has been detained. So in his place, he sends the best man to speak to you, not the best man's word, but his word. And so, dear brothers and sisters of Grace, Evangelical Lutheran Congregation in San Mateo, this is your wedding day. A rehearsal, perhaps, but awaiting that final consummation of our Lord's return. As we contemplate this celebration, this wedding celebration, I share with you, both Brother David and the members of this congregation, brothers and sisters in Christ, these words. They speak from the Apostle Paul, they speak about the office that Christ himself has created to give you the goods of Christ. And this is what Paul says: when a man shall consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. This is indeed a day of expectation. And I have some names to run past you: Moses, Joshua, Elijah. Paul, Timothy, Paul, and the Thomas, Carl Miller, Charlie Froh, John Froh, David Parker. What do these people of the Word have in common? They either preceded or they followed one another to serve the people of God. And all of them have this one thing in common, that they all received God's faithful promise. For the Lord of the Church has kept his promise on the eve of his resurrection. He sends into the world those who proclaim his word, just as the Father has sent him. And as the Father has sent me, Jesus says, so I send you. The purpose of this apostolic sending by Jesus was that his life, his death, his substitutionary death, and the resurrection from that death might be proclaimed in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to San Mateo, the uttermost part of the earth, perhaps to some. Jesus faithfully fulfilled that task that his Father had entrusted to him. Jesus had come to earth for one purpose and one purpose only, and that purpose was to set right what had gone wrong in his Father's world. A world set wrong as evidenced by sin and disease and death. And this, everyone here knows well. For sin and death haunts your life as it did our first parents. It was in that Garden of Eden, that special place that God had created for his utmost creation, where as he is very faithful to these hearers of the word, so he is faithful to the proclaimers of the word that he has sent to speak his word. Now for a brief moment, I'm going to talk to the members of Greece. God, in his mercy on Greece, has sent to this place this young man, David Mark Carver, to be his best man among you. He is to be Jesus among you in this place and in your community. He will preach Jesus to you. He will pour Jesus' righteousness upon you in the water of baptism, and he will feed Jesus' body and blood to you, joining you to your Lord and Savior. And as hearers of this word proclaimed to you by the one God has sent to speak his word to you faithfully, you also have some responsibilities. The first one is to hear the word God would have you hear. Now, I don't need to be too obvious, but the best way to do that that I am aware of is to be present where and when that word is proclaimed. Secondly, when you're 65, you get to say these things. Secondly, you are to hold up your hands. You are to hold up the hands of the one the Lord has sent you, as well as Aaron and Hur held up the hands of Moses, and you are to offer your prayers and supplication to your God and Lord to receive this God as gift to you, that his word may spring up in your life and bear abundant fruit. You, dear members of Grace, and of the larger Grace community, including Grace Lutheran School, you need to receive David and his family as the one God has sent to you, because he has been sent to care for both your spiritual and physical needs, and you in turn are to care for David and his family's physical and spiritual needs, as well as these brothers will care for your spiritual needs. And one last thing God calls you to do, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is to note that what you hear from this pulpit is faithful to Jesus. That is your responsibility as a hearer of the word proclaimed to you. And in this way, the message that is proclaimed within the walls of Grace Lutheran Church and outside these walls in the community by you, the people of God who gather in this place, will be all about Jesus. Now, here's the thing. Each and every job God has been called to place in the body of Christ, not merely to think of Jesus first, but to consider Jesus only and Jesus always. And in spite of sin and failure between pastor and people, Jesus, the faithful one, will give you faith to cling to him today and always. For he is the greatest steward of God's mercy, and he is the one who will make both pastor and people faithful. And he is the one who will greet you with these marvelous words, "Well done, you good and faithful stewards." Each and every child of God, you see, every baptized citizen of the kingdom is called to be faithful to their God and good stewards within their vocation, be it pastor or janitor, altar guild member, or school student. And here is what God promises, especially to all who are servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Even though we may fail in our faithfulness as stewards, God, the chief steward, in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, is always faithful.